Friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network USA, and let's first of all say good morning, Philadelphia, good morning from Tourism Ireland, and good morning to you, Clodagh McKenna. How are you, Clodagh?
Good morning. I'm great, thank you. Happy to be in Philadelphia.
Now, let me, first of all, maybe you can best describe Philadelphia and the famous The Flower Show.
Yeah, well, you know, it's my first time coming to The Flower Show. As you know, it's the largest consumer event in the whole of America. Convention Center is full of beautiful gardens, all created around the theme of film this year. So I'm here with the Irish Tourist Board and their culinary ambassador for the whole duration of the show. And they've created a fabulous garden here, which reflects the wonderful story Ryan's daughter.
Yes.
Which is amazing. So, I'm very excited to be here. I'm going to be doing cookery demonstrations and book signings throughout the weekend. So it's a fun weekend ahead.
And none of this is very strange to you because you are definitely recognized as Ireland, you know, very well recognized chef, TV personality, food expert, author, and what do you do in your spare time?
What do I do in my spare time? I probably cook at home. I love cooking. I mean, it's been my passion for as long as I can remember. I also love running. I'm hoping to reenact the Rocky scene of running up the steps in Philadelphia, maybe tomorrow morning at the quick jog if it's not too cold. And I also love flowers. I love flower arranging. So it's really nice to be here and kind of doing cookery demonstrations, but also, you know, looking at all the gorgeous flower arrangements and gardens that are here.
Now, you were raised in Cork, and one has to assume that on the doorsteps of Ballymaloe Cookery School in Cork, your interest peaked. And you worked as a chef in Ballymaloe under the guidance of your mentor, Dorina Allen, who is also very well known to our audience and a worldwide name in food and in cookery. Tell us a bit about that.
That's right. I worked under Dorina at Ballymaloe Cookery School when I was, let's say, training there. And then I went to work under Chef Rory O'Connell, who's the head chef, who's a fantastic chef and was kind of very inspirational to me when I was working there. And also Myrtle Allen, who of course is head of Ballymaloe House. It was a fantastic time. I guess I grew up with a passion for cooking and I spent my summers in France. So I learned my love for it there, but never thought that I'd be able to go into a career in cooking, until I went to Ballymaloe. And then, you know, the doors of the kitchen opened for me there career-wise, which was brilliant. And I learned so much there. I learned about, cooking simply, you know, using really, really great ingredients, cooking seasonally and locally, the importance of that, not just for, we'll say, economically, but just for the flavors, like how good fresh, local, and seasonal food tastes. And I love that, and it's kind of stayed with me forever. I've lived in Italy, and I've run farmers markets around the country in Ireland, and now I have my own restaurants in Dublin. And that seasonal, local, fresh ethos has stayed with me all the time. That many 16 years now I'm cooking. I cook at the restaurant, that's the way I cook at home.
You are a well-known, figure on television here, you know, to an audience of 15 million with Clodagh's Irish Food Trails, which is aired on PBS here. and create TV. Is that does that put a particular strain on you as a TV personality? And obviously, you have to, you know, extend your expertise into making, you know, shows very, you know, you cover a lot of, you have to cover a lot of areas, and that together with your food column in Ireland's number one glossy magazine, The Gloss. Tell us about how you extend from a chef to a TV personality, to being a food expert, and then your books.
Yeah, I think the book came first because I always loved writing, and I really wanted to try to, you know, like when I started out, I guess, in food, I mean, now it's kind of cool and everything to be, you know, a chef and cooking on TV, but when I started out, it wasn't. It really was like a very much a grafting, you know, a trade. There was nothing, you know, dissimilar between me and the plumber or electrician. You know, it was just, you know, a good, solid trade. And I really wanted to get down on paper what was happening, you know, with the food scene in Ireland and try to help spread the word and the story about all these fabulous producers and fishermen and cheesemakers that we had. And when I wrote the book, then I was approached by television, and it just came organically. The thought of it first was a little bit kind of frightening, and I was really nervous. But then as I got to, once I got out and we started traveling around the country, and when I started, you know, interviewing people and talking about what was passionate to me, which is food and Ireland, it was, you know, I just relaxed, and it just became another great tool to, you know, to show people how great food is. Now I do, you know, weekly cooking every week now on TV in Ireland, and it's fantastic because I get such great feedback from it, and, you know, people will message me in on my Twitter or my Facebook and say, you know, I'd really love to see, you know, learn how to cook this, and so I might cook that the week after. And for me, it's all about, you know, I've been very lucky in that I have my dream pretty much complete. You know, I have my restaurants, and I've, and, you know, my new book coming out now, and I feel like the television is almost like my kind of way of kind of giving back a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of a way of, you know, sharing my knowledge on food and sharing maybe other producers' stories as well, and kind of just a communication tool, really, which is really, really lovely.
Tourism Ireland, as we all know, has had tremendous success, continues indeed to have tremendous success, particularly in North America, and indeed the Wild Atlantic Way is one of their features, which takes in about 1,500 miles of the coastline west in Ireland, from Donegal down to Cork, Kerry. This year, you know, with movies and with you as culinary ambassador for Tourism Ireland, you're basically doing a designer. Well, Tourism Ireland has to create this garden, you know, representative, say, for Ireland. Tell us about the Quiet Man and the West Coast team, tying in, of course, before you were even thought of. The Quiet Man.
Yeah, the Quiet Man is obviously made famous, you know, the fabulous actor, you know, John Wayne. And I actually think his son is actually at the show as well, which is lovely. And I'm going to be meeting him later today. The Wild Atlantic Way in Ireland is absolutely spectacular. If you're coming to Ireland or planning a visit to come to Ireland, you know, log on to ireland.com and you'll get all of the, that's a pretty easy website to remember, actually, ireland.com.
Yeah.
But just log on there and look at all of the different trails that you can do. You know, you can rent a car, and you can travel down it yourself, and there's, you know, great kind of eating restaurants that you could go along the way. But it's a fabulous way to see, we say, the rugged and fabulously varied coastline of Ireland, which I love. And when we were filming my series, or all the series for the Coast, I did a lot of that. And it's beautiful. I love seeing Ireland by the coast because it's beautiful because it's got that fabulous spray and that kind of sheer scale from the Atlantic. It's created such a varied, fabulous, you know, coastline for us. And it's definitely something not to be missed when you're visiting Ireland.
Now, your most recent book, Clodagh's Kitchen Diaries, does that...
Clodagh's Irish Kitchen.
Pardon?
Clodagh's Irish Kitchen.
Okay. Oh, Clodagh's Irish Kitchen. All right. Well, tell us about that. And also, this, is, of course, is your fourth book, I suppose, Fresh from the Sea, would... indeed fit in very nicely with the Wild Atlantic Way promotion. A lot of people, particularly on television on this side of the Atlantic, would tie in, you know, the you know, the flower show, particularly in knowing as a culinary expert, they would know that Ireland is and has made massive strides in terms of food, and becomes part of the tourism attraction to Ireland, something that we wouldn't have guessed 25 years ago, say.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Clodagh's Irish Kitchen is my fifth book, and I've come to Philadelphia actually to launch the book, and then I go on to New York afterwards. And it's always been in the back of my mind that I wanted to write a book specifically about where Irish food is at the moment. You know, a very, very recipe-driven book. So the book is over 125 recipes. And it's been really interesting over the past 2 years to discovering, you say, old traditional recipes and how do we make them, you know, more, let's say, more kind of everyday that you want to kind of eat and more delicious. And because I guess I've lived abroad as well, I've kind of married, you'll say, my French cuisine and my Italian cuisine with, you know, the great Irish ingredients that we have here that we eat every day. And I put those on in the book. That it's funny, when I first started writing the book and telling people I was writing a book on Irish cuisine, a lot of people, oh, wow, we didn't realize there was a cuisine in Ireland. I think Irish cuisine can be summed up as really tea-tasting, fresh dish, using light, subtle flavors, you know, to highlight the main ingredients that we have so fabulously in Ireland, like, you know, fish and our fabulous AC for mountain lamb, and
yes,
and our herby flavored butters. I mean, our butters in Ireland, like the Togo butter, it's fabulous. I always have one in my bag, you know, everywhere I go. Even like in Philadelphia, I brought over my own butter with me, just in case I didn't have Kerrygold. But and also the wild. I mean, if you come to Ireland and if you come to restaurants in Ireland, you'll be, you know, I think that you'll be like really pleasantly surprised to see such wild forage food as well, you know, on the menus. And it's become kind of commonplace now in Ireland, you know, to be using really great ingredients. It's so, just because we're a small island, and when a new, you'll say, when people start, you know, cooking better, it kind of spreads like wildfire because everybody wants it then, and everybody looks at everybody for kind of setting trends. Because our country is small, we make things quite fast. And we do have such fantastic ingredients here. And when you come to Ireland, you want to eat our fish, I think. You want to eat our fabulous, you know, beef. You want to eat Lentinusham. And I think that if you don't come to Ireland, you know, you, hopefully through my book, you'll find a really great way of cooking Irish food. I think, so, myself included, I've lived abroad and I've always wanted to kind of cook my own Irish food and have people over. And I think we have a link to Ireland. You want to bring, you know, whether it's grandfather or your mother came from Ireland, there's no better way of making that link back to Ireland rather than cooking, you know, and kind of sharing it and celebrating it with people.
You know, we look forward, of course, to seeing you in New York on March 12th from 5 to 7 p.m. at Whisk. You'll have a cooking demo and a book signing. That's located at 933 Broadway between 21st and 22nd Street. But in the interim, let's see, from the Flower Show in Philadelphia this weekend, I guess the best way to try to reach you is to find Tourism Ireland's a booth there, or indeed it's way more than a booth, Tourism Ireland, and then the entire experience is terrific anyway, and it is great that, in fact, Tourism Ireland has you there as ambassador, and 250,000 visitors are coming to that and come to the Philly Flower Show. It's terrific, and it's great, and it's refreshing, and indeed for anybody living on the East Coast at this time of the year, it'll be a very welcome introduction to spring. We want to wish you luck, and again, we look forward to having you and seeing you on television, and my guest friends are Clodagh McKenna, chef, TV personality, food expert, and author. And one more time, give us the title of what is now your fifth book.
The title is Clodagh's Irish Kitchen, and I'll be signing copies of it all weekend at the official Flower Show shop, and I'll be giving a cookery demonstration at one in the Gardens to Fork kind of arena in the Flower Show, and that'll be going on for an hour, and then I'll be coming back again at 4 o'clock to be doing a talk on farm to fork on Irish food and how it's kind of what's it like at the moment.
Lots of love to you, and again in promoting the Wild Atlantic Way, friends, and again a promotion of Tourism Ireland. Let us say that we're delighted to again welcome Clodagh McKenna, and Clodagh, good luck to you.
Thank you.
Friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network, USA.